There are a lot of people out there talking about money. And that's great, because guess what? I want you rich. I also want you happy, and I also want you fulfilled. But you already know that. So I'm going to share with you today 5 typical money mindset advice that I actually disagree with and that I want to give you a different perspective on. And it might be a bit controversial because it might go against what other people are saying. And I want you to know, even though I know you know this, what I say, I never claim as the truth. I look through different perspectives, and I also speak from my own experiences, and in some cases, my clients' experiences too. So let's look at these 5 bits of common money advice or beliefs that you may have heard and why I'm going to offer you a different way of thinking around them. So the first piece of money advice that I am going to disagree with is this belief that looking at your ingoings and outgoings, particularly your outgoings, is coming from lack. I personally do not believe that looking at your ingoings and outgoings, having a spreadsheet or whatever it is that you like, I don't believe that that is lack. And I used to believe that because of various mentors and bits of money advice that I picked up from here and there, particularly in the personal development world, I used to believe that restricting your spending is coming from a place of scarcity and lack. So when you restrict yourself, well, that's coming from lack. And I think this whole conversation around money is so nuanced, and there are so many different levels and perspectives to money conversations because money is different for all of us. But from my own perspective and my own experiences, I feel that by you saying, you know what, today I am not interested in spending £7 on a Joe and the Juice. Like, let's say you're out shopping and you're thinking, I want a drink or I want something. And then you go into Joe and the Juice and you think, you know what? I would love a Joe and the Juice, but £7 today, it's not doing it for me. It is not worth it for me. I used to think that that is coming from lack and that is coming from scarcity. But now I absolutely could not disagree more. That is not coming from lack. Not always. I think you being mindful about what you're spending money on and having choice and weighing up your options and making a decision from power, that can never come from lack and that can never come from scarcity. If you're going into Joe and the Juice and you're in this mindset of the future version of me would just walk into Joe and the Juice and she wouldn't think twice, therefore that's what I should do. But then when you go into Joe and the Juice and you look at the price and then you have a freak out and a meltdown and you're full of fear, then that's not going to be useful. And that's a very real thing. I've had many a meltdown about things like that. Don't you get me wrong. And this is why it is so nuanced. So this is also a conversation about checking your energy when you are responding and reacting when it comes to money. And you walking in and making an empowered choice as to whether £7 on a Joe and the Juice is good for you to have done on that day, that's powerful. Whereas having a meltdown because you want it, but you feel that you can't afford it because of blah, 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 that's not powerful. That's not useful. That's usually coming from fear, whether we want to dress that up as lack or scarcity, whatever, but it's fear. But you going in and making an empowered decision, that isn't lack. You don't have to spend money on a takeout smoothie to make yourself feel like you are the future version of you. You can choose to say, I don't want to spend £7 on that today. And that's okay. And that is coming from an energy of you being in control of your finances. So looking at your in and outs and what you're spending money on, knowing that information and being in control of that and having knowledge around that, that is never lack. You sitting down and having a money date with yourself once a week and looking at your bank balance and seeing where you're actually spending your money versus how much is coming in, that's you being effective. That's you having more power with money, being in control of money, having awareness of your money. And then you can go to the shop knowing, would it feel good to spend £7 on a Joe and the Juice today, or would it not, based on the knowledge and awareness I have about what's going on in my bank account this month? That's power. That's logic, and that's power for you. You're the one in control in that situation, not your emotions, not anything else. Because like I said a few episodes ago, even if you had £1 million sat in your bank account right now, does that automatically mean you would buy a Joe and the Juice or whatever it is every single day? No, you wouldn't. Just because you have £1 million in your bank account doesn't mean you are all of a sudden going to be spending £7 a day on a smoothie just because you have £1 million. You're not. So this is less about lack and more about you just being effective with your finances, whatever's there. And then the second perspective I now have when it comes to money is spending as if you're already earning it is terrible fucking advice. This was another mistake I made. So I received this advice, this idea, once upon a time, that in order to increase my money and my abundance and what was flowing into me financially, I had to become the future version of me, which I talk a lot about future self. You know that. I had to become the future self version of me, the person who's already earning what I wanted to earn, and I had to embody that. And the way I received that was, okay, so this version of me, this future self version of me, well, she wears these clothes, she shops in these places, she doesn't think twice about going in and getting a takeaway matcha. She does all these things. So I'm going to do that now. And that's what I did. And at the time, I was earning a good amount of money. And from this advice that I'd heard, that one really good way to increase the money that I was already earning was to do this whole embodiment thing and spend it now. Spend the money that she's spending now, and it will all just flow back. So guess what I did? I went out and I spent it. I spent it, and I was like, yes, future self vibes. And I was looking good and I was feeling good. And then it didn't just flow back to me. It didn't just flow back to me, even though I was embodying that version of myself. Again, it's so nuanced. Embodying your future self can come from what you are currently resourced with and what you can currently do without overspending and overstretching with the belief that by doing that, it will all come back. And I'm not saying that it wouldn't, but for me, it didn't quite work like that because I hadn't addressed anything else. And going out and embodying and having the energy and identity and making decisions as the future version of you and connecting with that version and thinking, well, this is where I want to go. So what decisions need to be made now? Who do I need to be now? That's really useful. But going out and thinking, well, my future self does this, she does this, she shops here, she signed up to that fancy gym, and this is how she lives her life. And then you go out and start spending in that way without doing any other work. I don't believe that's good advice. And I wouldn't want you to do that, because just this embodiment stuff, it's surface level, in my opinion. Which leads me on to the third thing, which, again, it's kind of going hand in hand with that and against some of the stuff that I hear. And from my perspective, if you spend it, it won't instantly just flow back to you. Okay? Money is not a boomerang. Money is not a boomerang. And I heard this affirmation, which I like this affirmation, don't get me wrong, but again, this shit is so nuanced, where you might go out and buy something and you say an affirmation as you're swiping your card, and it's like, every pound I spend, 10 comes back to me. You know, love that. Love that affirmation. But if business blocks, fears, comparison, or self-doubt are holding you back from reaching your next level of success, imagine dissolving these barriers in just 90 minutes. My clients have experienced transformational shifts. One described a new sense of calm and more clarity in financial decision-making because she is no longer operating from a dysregulated nervous system. Another client went from lacking motivation and direction to achieving her six-month goal within 2 weeks. Another client was experiencing crushing negative thoughts that had been part of her life for so long. She thought it was just who she was, and now it's like that voice in her mind has completely silenced. Transformations like this are possible in as little as one session, with no need for journaling or affirmations. This is the ultimate done-for-you service for business owners who recognize they have blocks, but have struggled to break through on their own. In our session, I'll target the root of your blocks without you needing to relive painful experiences. Clients have said the sessions with me are enjoyable, conversational, and totally different from coaching or therapy. So if you're looking for a fast, revolutionary approach to releasing blocks or business trauma that creates a lasting change in your business and in your personal life, book a free discovery call with me today and let's explore how I can help facilitate your next breakthrough. Spaces are limited, so find the link in the show notes. I can't wait to meet with you. And now let's get back into the episode.
I'm thinking of myself when I didn't have the wisdom that I have now. That, again, would have got me in trouble at the time, financially, because I was just under this impression. I was seeing all of these successful people and coaches and mentors, and they tell you just to do this stuff. And it's almost like that's where it ends, full stop. So you go out and do it, and it doesn't quite work the way that they said it would. And there are some synchronicities, don't get me wrong, where things like that have happened. For me and for many other people and for people I've worked with, where you have put yourself forward financially for something, you have spent money on something only to have this synchronicity of more coming back or clients signing up or an inquiry or whatever it is. But there's layers to this, and so much of this advice is given with no other context, which leads me on to the fourth point, which might be controversial, but I believe through my perspective that money is not just an energy. Now, I've done a whole episode on this podcast about the energy of money, and I believe that money does exist on an energetic level, but that's not where it starts or ends. When you think, we could agree that we're energy, but yet we're also here physically. That we can definitely agree on. We're existing here physically, yet we're also existing energetically. So we could say that we're existing on different planes simultaneously. And I believe that when money is talked about purely from an energetic standpoint, that it's not the full picture. I mean, will we ever know the full picture? Probably not. Because there are many, many intelligent people that still argue about what the truth is. That's why I never say that any of this is true. This is all just perspective. But we could say that a perspective is that money is not just an energy. It's existing as an energy, but it's also existing physically, and it's also existing mentally. This money stuff, it's existing in many different planes simultaneously, just like us. So you have that energetics of money, which is knowing that it is an energetic, unlimited resource that is subjective. Then you have the mental, which is how you feel and think about it, the fears that you have around it. And then you have this physical aspect of money, which I see as learning to play with it in the physical realm, like investing, being savvy around your financial literacy, understanding how to work money in the physical realm, as well as working it mentally and energetically. That's all I'm going to say on that, because this was a download I got the other day. So I'm still figuring it out. I'm yet to crack this one. But there's many, many people out there saying, oh, money's just an energy. Well, yeah, that's part of it. But there's other layers to this as well. So speaking of being savvy with money and investments and money on the physical plane, not just the mental or energetic plane, that leads me on to number 5, which is that money has been made to be confusing on purpose. I truly believe it's been intentional that society has made money to be confusing for most people. It's been made to overwhelm most people before they've even begun trying to understand money or how to build wealth or create wealth. And I want you to think, how does it feel for you seeing yourself picking up a financial book? Not just a book on money mindset, not just a book on money manifestation, but an actual financial book. How does that thought feel when you imagine yourself picking up a financial book and reading through it? Maybe that's your thing. I don't know. If it is, I'm really glad. But maybe it gives you all sorts of fear or all sorts of overwhelm. Because for most people, I would say this idea of financial literacy is overwhelming. And it's been made to be like that, I believe, on purpose. And not only that, but money fears and overwhelm has been passed down through generations as well. So we're dealing with everything that society makes us feel around this topic. And then we're dealing with everything that's been passed down through our DNA and our generations. So before you're even out the womb, you've got this program of how you think about money. And then you pop out the womb and you're bombarded with society telling you that money's really hard and money is only for really smart people like bankers and investors and businessmen with suitcases and lawyers and doctors. And those people, they're very intelligent. Let them handle the money stuff because they're clever. But you, oh no, you can't. You wouldn't be able to deal with this. This is too much for you. I feel like that is the message that society gives us all the live long day around money. But what if money wasn't as overwhelming as society has told you it is? I want to remind you that now more than ever, you have access to so much knowledge. And even if that knowledge is confusing, you now have ways to simplify that knowledge so that you can understand it. If I come across something that is confusing, to me and I can't quite understand it, that might be about money, financial literacy, or even something else, I will just go onto ChatGPT. I will type in the thing that's confusing and I will get AI to explain it in layman's terms until I read it in a way that I understand it. And you could put an hour aside every week to work on this area. If this is a gray area, perhaps you've done money mindset stuff before, but money's still not quite feeling good for you, put some time aside every week to work on the physical aspect of money. Money in our 3D reality, what's going on with it, how to move it, how to expand it, not just through energy and mindset, but by being savvy. Imagine where you would be at the end of the year, how much more of an understanding you would have about something that used to make you feel overwhelmed or scared or confused. So they were my five things. Looking at your ins and outs is not coming from a lack mentality. It's actually very effective. The second thing, spending as if you're already earning isn't the best advice. Number three, if you spend it, it doesn't automatically mean it will instantly come back to you. The fourth thing, money is not just an energy. It's existing on many different planes. And we want to crack the code to them all. And the fifth thing, money has been made to be confusing by society on purpose. But what if it wasn't as confusing as you once thought? Now, like I said, these are all just perspectives to look through. And that was my intention for this episode, was to get you thinking differently about the money advice that you may have been consuming up until now. And working on your money mindset and the energy of money and clearing fear around money or perceived limitations and blocks around money, it's only ever going to support you and help you. So I want you to keep doing that. But I also want you to expand your way of thinking so that you can be really effective and you can pause when you're receiving money advice or listening to other people's money stories and not make the mistakes that I once made. Come and tell me what you think of this episode. You know I love to hear from you. You'll find me on Instagram. It's always linked below. I love you so much, and I'll see you in the next episode. If you're on a mission to close the gap between your current self and your future self, the version of you who has not only achieved her dreams, but also knows the exact steps to get there, then it's time to take the Future Self quiz. By completing this quick quiz, you'll receive a personalized roadmap designed to transform your vision board into your reality, all tailored to your unique answers. So if you're ready to unlock the wisdom of your future self that guides you from where you are now to where you want to be, I'll drop the link in the show notes so you can go and take the quiz and pull your future self into your current reality.